And you had some ice or something like that, and you walk along, you might say, the ice is hard to walk on. You say, I managed to keep my balance, but I managed to stand up, but I
done a lot of sliding, like almost trip. You know, we travel up in the northern states, or been all over there, but we always done it in the summertime when there wasn't nothing like that. I'm not used to ice and snow. And this last winter, I like to wreck my car on account of snow on the bridge. You know, and I hit that concrete, that darn car, and I was afraid to put on brakes, and I just had to fight it till I wouldn't put on no brakes. I just took my foot off and accelerated and just fought it till I straightened it out, but it was just a sliding air window.
You know, I took the bus and we had all that ice. I wouldn't even drive. I just took the bus in school. I wasn't about to get out and drive. I'm young. It didn't get that much ice in Alabama. I'm South Alabama. So.
Well, right now, that was going from Navarre to I-10, going across down below Fort Walton to Navarre. You know where that's at. Well, that river bridge over there, Blackwater or some river over there. Well, whenever I hit that narrow bridge and it was snowing. And boy, that car, it was all right on the pavement, but now when I hit that concrete top bridge, that thing like the guy waved me, and I was on an old narrow bridge. Man, and it's a mile long. That thing like the guy waved me, my sister was just biting it down all. And I kept it out of them banisters. And if I'd have put on any brakes, it'd have done that.
Say, if someone is waiting on you, waiting for you to get ready so you can go with him, because he might come up and hey, if you be ready soon, you might say, well, I'll be with you.
You just ask them, well, I'll be ready just as soon as I can get ready, or I'll be ready in a few minutes.
And so you're going somewhere, and you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might stop and ask somebody how.
I'd ask him how far it was to the next town or wherever I wanted to go.
And
I've done that a lot.
Yeah. And say you want to, somebody wants to know how many times, or you want to know how many times somebody does something, say, goes into town, you might ask him, how, what do you do and how? You want to know how many times, say you want to know how many times goes into town, you might ask him what, how?
Well, I don't know what you mean that, but I think it'd be how often do you go into town or something like that?
Yes, and I'll get you to say some words for me, like parts of the body, like this right here would be my...
That was your forehead or your forward. That would be growth to forward.
Yes. And this is my...
A hair.
If I had a growth down here, I'd have a...
That'd be your goatee.
Or the full thing would be a...
I reckon just a full-out beard. I reckon I'd find a woolly booger.
Yes. And this here would be my...
Here. My lobe on
there? Yes. Which one would it be? It'd be my...
That one, it's your right one. Or left one, that would be.
And, see, this is just my...
Lips.
Mm-hmm. And,
That's your teeth and your tongue and your mustache.
Yeah, and stuff right here, my teeth are hooked on
the floor. Yeah, the gums.
And just the whole thing here, I put food in my... What in my...
In your mouth.
Yes. And, this would be my...
Adam's apple. Go fetch it.
Go fetch it. That's my day always. You ever heard anybody call that a goozle?
Yeah.
And the whole thing here, you know, that you said, like, my shirt's too tight in the body.
In the neck. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And this would be the...
The palm of your hand.
And this would be...
Your fist.
Or two.
Double. Two fists, I reckon.